With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. House Democrat finds himself in hot water today over a callous remark during a hearing Thursday of the House Committee on Homeland Security with DHS Secretary Kristi Noem. Mississippi lawmaker Benny Thompson says the shooting of the two National Guard troops in Washington, in which one of them died, was, quote, an unfortunate accident. Secretary Noem, meanwhile, linking the seizure of an oil tanker off the coast of Venezuela to the Trump administration's describing it as a move to combat drug trafficking. The Justice Department has sued more states in its push to uphold election integrity by ensuring accurate and current voter rolls. Hamid Dilan is the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights and says some states are flat out refusing to work with the DOJ.
Maine and just this week, Georgia. Georgia, the Secretary of State, Raffensperger, has told me to go play in the traffic effectively. So we are going to be suing Georgia. We're drafting that lawsuit up. And eventually, you know, we expect to either get cooperation from every state or sue them.
Indiana's Republican-led Senate rejecting a redrawn congressional map Thursday that would have favored their very own party.
Indiana Republicans have blocked President Trump's redistricting push in a rare break with the White House.
19 ayes, 31 noes. This bill has been defeated.
In a resounding rejection of a pressure campaign from President Donald Trump, Indiana Republican senators voted down a new congressional map created to give the GOP an advantage in the upcoming 2026 election.
One-time cryptocurrency mogul Do Kwon sentenced to 15 years in prison following that $40 billion crash. This is SRN News. Well, the Fellowship of Christian Athletes is really celebrating.
Ministry leaders say they have distributed nearly 245,000 Bibles this year, up 25,000 from 2024. The scriptures were handed out not just in the U.S., but in scores of foreign countries. FCA tells the Christian Post that, quote, by providing scripture in multiple languages, FCA aims to make the gospel accessible and culturally relevant worldwide. The ministry first began handing out Bibles to athletes who attended camps back in 1978. Michael Harrington reporting.
A federal judge has permanently ordered Georgia's prison system to keep providing some kinds of so-called gender-affirming care for transgender prisoners. The state plans to appeal. A U.S. district judge ruled that a new state law denying hormone therapy to inmates violates their protection. This is SRN News. Time magazine has named Architects of the AI as the group recipients for the annual Person of the Year award.
The magazine had already predicted this year would demonstrate artificial intelligence's potential with no turning back. Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis, has been tracking the advanced technology.
AI is being used by children, it's being used by adults, it's being used by adversaries.
Colonel McGinnis's own reflections are in his book, AI for Mankind's Future, a Christian perspective on the high-tech revolution. Among the eight individuals Time recognizes are Meta's Mark Zuckerberg, Tesla's Elon Musk, NVIDIA's Jensen Huang, and OpenAI's Sam Altman. George Williams reporting.
18,000 Amtrak workers getting a $900 bonus. That comes from the executive leadership team bonus packages. They were urged to forego 50% of their bonus. Details at srnnews.com.